The Democratic National Convention was held in Los Angeles in August of the year 2000. What follows are recordings made in the protests that surrounded that convention. My name is Scott Pierce. This is what democracy sounds like.
Violencia. ¿Por qué no permites que reine la paz? Que reine el amor. Violencia. ¿Por qué no permites que reine la paz? Colombia. 1.3 billion dollars U.S. aid. A country in civil war. People are dying. The U.S. is fueling that war with our taxpayer money. Find out what's going on. Find out. You'll find out. It's Occidental Petroleum based here. You'll find out. It's helicopter companies making Blackhawks to send down. We don't want our money going down there to kill.
Thank you for inviting me here. Yes, I work at the Lowe's Santa Monica Beach Hotel, and I've been there for 2 years. And pretty much what we're doing is trying to get a union. We're organizing that hotel. And yeah, thank you. Si se puede!
Lowe's Hotel, who is the number one contributor to this phony wage initiative that would do nothing but exclude their own maids, janitors, cooks, dishwashers from getting a decent living wage and health benefits. They are also one of the top contributors to the Democratic Party.
Started with the ULA tribe march, and then I went on to the WTO march, the Wells Fargo march, and now this march.
Are you going to vote in November?
Yeah, I'm voting Nader.
We're here to bring awareness about sweatshop issues, both in the United States and overseas, and the role that U.S. corporations and the U.S. government have in proliferating sweatshop issues. I myself will vote for Nader.
There are lots of sons of bitches in the world. Saddam is undoubtedly one of them. He can be dealt with in other ways besides punishing children.
Are you going to be voting in November?
Yes, I'm going to vote for Nader.
I'm here to support Gore and pro-choice. I'm here with NAREL, which is a pro-choice organization, and we want to keep the Supreme Court pro-choice, and that's why we want everybody to vote for Gore.
And it's really a toss-up if you look at the history of who's appointed what justices. Nixon thought that Blackmun was going to be anti-abortion, and he wrote the opinion for Roe v. Wade. So I don't think it should be the Trump card people are playing it up to be. I think Gore is using it as a scare tactic because he's terrified of losing so much to Nader.
I walked down to the corner just to hop the bus this morning because I had to start my day off before all the sun got shining. And all the people up inside there, some of them still eating breakfast because they had to hustle early, got to push to make that paycheck because the crazy cost of living is never forgiving a family for getting behind on payments on the color TV. While I'm standing and riding, my mind starts to drift and wonder why I got to check my checkbook if I need to see the doctor. I look out the window with some 45-foot billboard of some smiling politicians begging me for a donation, brother. Please don't you see who you're talking to? You say that you're gonna make me happy with all the tricks you do, with all the promises that you make. That's how you make your living, putting people's lives at stake. With all the promises that you make, if you're taking us for granted, it will be your last mistake.
Can you hear the truth?
I fight with the soul of a panther, black like the tear of my angel, entangled with the blood of Diallo. I swallowed the little pride I got every time I think about how he was shot 41 times now. 41 crimes later, I'm labeled an outlaw.
From 1999 to 2000, the prison population peaked at 2 million prisoners. People of color make up 44% of California state population. Of California's prison population. People of color make up over 70%.
Do we need the statistics to tell us? No, we know.
Since 1982, California has built 24 new prisons.
diversity.
Brick by brick, wall by wall, we're gonna free Mumia Abu-Jamal. Come on, brick by brick, wall by wall, we're gonna free Mumia Abu-Jamal. Brick by brick, wall by wall, we're gonna free Mumia Abu-Jamal. Come on, brick by brick, wall by wall, we're gonna free Mumia Abu-Jamal.
The Bible is for capital punishment. We have a guy called Jamal. This guy is one of the guys on death row that doesn't have a lot of luggage. So he's merely used as a pawn, that's all. He's been in for about 18 years. The jury found him guilty. He went through all the courts. It's not like it's a speedy kill the man. He had as many rights as possible. He's used up every avenue he can possibly do. He's exhausted the courts. He should be put to death. If we release him, then we need to release the two guys who killed Matthew Shepard.
No rehabilitation, incarceration. Upstep formation of industrial population. Hidden in the shadows, ankles forever shackled in the minds of those who started this battle. Thoughts in the mind dark enough to blind the seeing. Start believing that the bars will start achieving the goals of those who like to oppose the idea that life should be enjoyed by most. Truly all. Actually, we have the ball. Stay strong in number and heed the open call. Mumia Abu-Jamal is still standing, branded by the fact that he's saving and changing planets on the forefront Earth, our place of birth. We gotta keep it open by keeping freedom first. We gotta get away from those who like to thirst for the money and lock us away and leave us chained to laugh at us as we go deranged. Keep our brains and minds open. Focus on the positive. Know that your neighbor loves you and that we can move mountains. Don't get caught thinking that we're weak. They're staring at us because they know that we speak truth.
Requires slavery. For hundreds of years, the powers that be, those powers, and big business have been profiting off the exploitation of women, of immigrants, of poor people, and people of color. And that has not changed. From the cotton field to the county jails, our prisons are on modern day plantations. TWA, Victoria's Secret, Eddie Bauer, Justin's, MCI, Microsoft, all use prison industrial labor. That's right, if it's up to the powers that be, those powers, we stay silent and the problem continues and the prison industrial complex continues to thrive. But the good news is that we are here, we are present, and we are making our voices heard.
Whose planet is this?
Ours!
Whose planet is this?
Ours!
Whose beach is this?
Ours!
Whose beach is this?
Ours!
Well, make sure we keep this beach clean, all right?
Most of these kids are rebellious. They're runaways, they hate their parents, they despise school, they can't stand jobs, they are anti-police, anti-establishment, anti-government, they're just rebels. It's not a matter of they're against this person, it's just in them that they're rebellious against any authority at all. The majority of them are just runaways. And the bottom line is they're just rebels. They don't like any authority at all, no matter what.
We're resisting because whether we're talking about the prison industrial complex or sweatshops or the militarization of poor countries like Colombia, we're talking about a system that benefits the rich at the expense of the planet and all the people. The good news is people are rising up all over the planet. Like young people throughout the state of California rallied and mobilized their own communities to fight the horrific Proposition 21, and even though it passed, we now have a youth movement, as you see here, that is fighting the prison industrial complex.
Now, I didn't think I'd ever see this in my lifetime, and I'm pretty young, and I see a real movement here. We've consistently in the past year brought out tens of thousands of activists across the country, whether it's, you know, it's been Seattle, California, Philly, D.C., and then Prague will happen in November.
I came today downtown into the garment district, and I saw all these beautiful people who came out
to say that we want equal and fair treatment and economic justice for workers in this country and for immigrants in this country. My eyes welled up in tears, and I was just so grateful to see so many beautiful people out here, and it restored my faith in this movement and what's taking place in this country.
Oh, let's see the billionaires here, getting here. Billionaires for Bush and Gore. Let's keep moving in.
This is what blue democracy looks like.
Keep moving, you lousy billionaires.
The United States have passed the normal trade relationship with China and supporting the country, what's the most brutal country in the whole world. And this we need to stop. So I'm here to ask everybody to support the Tibetan cause and help us to free Tibet.
There's a war being waged. There's a war being waged. There's a war being waged on the youth. There's a war being waged on the truth. There's a war being waged on the people at this spot. But still I pray you freedom fighters, don't stop. There's a war being waged on you. There's a war being waged on me. I ask of you, when will we be free? When will we be free?
What do you think the message of Rage Against the Machine is?
To basically stand up for your rights. That's basically it.
Beating you, feeding your lies, assimilating minds, not wondering why they're not connected to their roots, not connected to the fight. Blindness can't be, they can't see the light. Yes, it pains me to see our children in class, pledging of allegiance, not knowing the past. Pledging of allegiance, not knowing the past. Getting harassed and not knowing the lies. I said, pains me to see my children in class, pledging of allegiance, not knowing the past. Pledging of allegiance, not knowing the past. Pledging of allegiance, not knowing the past. Come on, come on.
Has to be our number one national priority. We can't stop until every school in America is a good place to get a good
education. In the middle of the night, I woke up in the middle of the night wondering where our minds went. Had this nightmare of 12-year-olds in solitary confinement as the masses sat in front of TVs, mouths open, silent, to the popo. Justice comes down to who's the most violent soul. On the 11 o'clock news, another senseless gang shooting. On the corner of my block, pimps in prostitution. Whatever happened to people organizing for solutions? Whatever happened to the Constitution? Whatever happened to our public institutions? Public money wasted on Mumia's execution. Public schools filled with children disillusioned. Public figures, White House scandals. Prostitution?
All of this is the change we wish to see in America. Not so long ago, the balanced budget seemed impossible. Now our budget surpluses make it possible to give a full range of targeted tax cuts to working families, not just to help you save them.
Zombies for Gore.
Gore! Gore! Gore!
That's the difference in this election. They're for the powerful. We're for the people.
The fact that we're in here behind this cage speaks volumes. It's a metaphor for how the American people are locked out and shut out of the democratic process. It's a farce. It's bullshit. That's a corporate whore for president, just like the rest of them. The Black Bloc represents a visible resistance and solidarity with everyone whose ancestors and friends have shed blood
for freedom, for human dignity. That's what we want. We're against this fascist, murdering state. The American flag is soaked in blood for all the people they've killed across, the millions of people they've killed on this planet. So this is a resistance that's not going to die out. This may be the last day of the Democratic Convention, but this is just the beginning of the revolution.
Police officers are wearing helmets with visors. Many of them are wearing goggles beneath the visors. Each of them are holding their baton in ready position with one hand on the barrel and the other hand on a small stem, which allows them to get a better grip.
The military force out there, the LAPD, has been overwhelming, has been intimidating, and has been here to try and keep us away from expressing our First Amendment right of free speech. We are here in peace. We have been in peace for every day except for a few isolated cases that don't involve most of the people that are here to express themselves.
Attention, Los Angeles Police Department. Everything is under control. I repeat, everything is under control. Your services are no longer required.
Right.
You may return to your air-conditioned home and have a cold beer in front of the television set. Thank you for your cooperation. Smile and have a nice day.
In the midst of the protesters, I see a couple of delegates riding a rickshaw. Slowly following both the protesters and the delegates are poor people who are stopping every few feet along the way to pick up empty water bottles. I wonder who those folks are voting for.
Hey, everybody. Really nice to see you. Beautiful show out here today. We are showing them we are strong. Thank you.
This is what democracy sounds like. You've been listening to recordings from the protests surrounding the Democratic National Convention in August of the year 2000. You've heard a little bit about many issues. The dissident community is made up of diverse fragments, and I believe we are seeing the genesis of a movement that one day will change the world. Although this movement is energized by young people, I saw four generations present on the streets of Los Angeles. I saw thousands of citizens in the streets, people who love freedom and who crave a meaningful role in their government. I also saw more heavily armed police officers in one place than I've ever seen before. The powers that be went to a remarkable amount of time and expense to try and keep the lid on the cauldron their policies have set to a boil. They made it abundantly clear that they are prepared to use force to defend their interests. Unchecked corporate capitalism has not repealed the business cycle. It's only a matter of time before our society faces a huge economic or environmental margin call. When that happens, maybe in 10 years, maybe next week, then the average apathetic citizen will want to get involved. The D2K protests are part of the process that is building a strong foundation for a truly progressive social movement that just might save us all. My name is Scott Pierce. Thanks for listening.